It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and I'm joined now by Stephen Dynan, Washington Times political editor. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Andy.
Who would have thought you and I would be talking about football?
After the last 3 weeks, actually, I don't know who's not talking about football right now.
Really?
It's absolutely amazing how much this referee situation is dominating. You know, just, you can't turn on ESPN, you can't turn on the sports shows, but you also can't turn on late-night TV or regular, you know, just regular cable news channels right now without coming across this. It's everywhere.
Yeah, and I see the headline, you know, politicians grab political football, run with it. Well, finally, it appears we've got something both sides agree on.
Yes, that's exactly right. They can, even those people who don't necessarily like unions can agree that they want the unionized refs back because it turns out they just do a better job all around. Or at least we think they do a better job.
Yeah.
Right now, looking at these guys, we think they do a better job. Who knows what we'll be saying in a couple weeks when the other ones are back.
Yeah. All right. So, but here's something even funnier about the big picture here. The president evidently had no time for foreign leaders. He had time for The View. And he also has time to talk about Monday Night Football.
Yeah, you know, and so what's unclear, it's unclear whether the president actually watched the Monday Night Football game or whether he, you know, made sure to go back and watch the replays, but he sure had a lot of thoughts about it, so much so that the Obama campaign sent out a tweet signed B.O., presumably meaning that the president himself actually said this, commenting on the refs. Then a little bit later, Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, talks to reporters who are traveling with the president up at the U.N., and he leads off his press briefing by, look, I just have to say, the president, I talked with him this morning, and he wanted me to let you all know he's really upset about the ref situation. Then you fast forward to the president flew back from New York yesterday to the White House, and as he was walking in from the Marine One helicopter into the White House, you know, this is a standard thing. Some reporters sometimes shout out questions, and the president always ignores them. This time around, somebody shouted out a question, the president didn't hear it, and then the reporter just shouted out Green Bay, and the president, you know, a light clicked. He's like, oh, yeah, and he came over and talked for, you know, not for long, but gave a very brief sentence reply, you know, saying, we got to get our refs back. So this is the sort of thing where, right, he didn't have time to schedule one-on-one interviews with any of these foreign heads of state who are dying to talk to him in the middle of all the stuff in the Middle East, but he had three different opportunities. The White House wanted to make it very clear, hey, the president's on top of this and wants you all to know he wants the unionized refs back.
Yeah, and of course, he's not alone. We had Paul Ryan out on the stump. He made reference to it. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker suddenly, as you mentioned, became pro-union in this one case. So we're hearing from all types of politicals.
Yeah, the one person we aren't hearing from is Washington Governor, who's a Democrat, who I tried to get on the record yesterday whether she supported the non-unionized refs, because, of course, the call went against Green Bay in Wisconsin and went for the Seattle Seahawks, and the Washington Governor's office did not return my calls on that. So it must be a tough position for those who are happy with the ruling and, you know, are also union-friendly.
Yeah, I heard that the New Jersey Senate president wants to ban replacement officials.
That's exactly right. He said he will introduce legislation to prohibit the replacement refs from working games in New Jersey, which essentially means Giants and Jets home games there. And so, yeah, no, that's that could, if the legislation went through and the situation were still, you know, the refs still hadn't resolved the situation, could actually have a real effect. You know, he has two points. One is that, and I think a lot of people have noticed, that the game itself is sort of slower, and there are definitely a lot of concerns about injuries. But also, New Jersey is trying to allow sports betting there to gain a piece of that action. The NFL is actually, and along with a couple of other leagues, has actually sued New Jersey to try and block sports betting in New Jersey. And the Senate president said, look, you know, the NFL says that they want to block sports betting because it will hurt the integrity of the game. Well, look at these refs. You know, that's hypocritical to say one thing, you know, betting when we have no effect on the game itself hurts the integrity when you're allowing a substandard product on the field.
Yeah. Were you surprised when you heard the dollar figure coming out of Vegas, $250 million lost on the Green Bay Seahawks game?
Yeah, you know, I knew that there was a lot of action on Monday Night Football. I think it may be the best bet game traditionally of every week.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, wow.
Staggering.
And this, of course, you know, my brother used to always, whenever we would speculate about what was going on in the sports world, my brother would always say, "Remember the gamblers, remember the gamblers." You know, which is, I guess, one of the reasons why the NFL teams are so good about putting out their injury lists and things like that, because these things matter. They can change the way that the gamblers see things. And with all that money being exchanged over these, you know, I guess that's all the more reason why these teams have to be on the up and up as much as possible, and another reason why the replacement refs make this so difficult to bet on and probably ruin a lot of things there.
Yeah. Now, with all the political types involved in this, the NFL is still not reacting to it, right?
Well, so the latest is that they may actually be closer to a deal today. I saw a brief report just before I came on that they may be nearing in terms of a deal. But no, the NFL is, as of yesterday, which was the day after, sort of aftermath of this Green Bay Seahawks play that everybody's been talking about, this end zone supposed catch that nobody thinks was actually a catch.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL stood by the referees. It was weird. They issued a statement that said, well, you know, there probably should have been a pass interference, offensive pass interference call, which would have negated the whole thing. And, you know, beyond that, though, once you get into the specifics of it, well, it's up to the referees on the field to make a determination. And they did, and there are referees we have out there. So, you know, the play stands, the game stands, that's where we are. And, you know, from their standpoint, they really can't say anything else because they're in the middle of these negotiations with the other refs. They can't say, yeah, the guys we put out there are junky, and we need to get our regular guys back, because they're in the middle of hard-nosed negotiations with those other guys.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it's funny, though. I was thinking about politics, and it appears that sports is sort of a neutral zone for political types. It kind of puts them in touch with the real people.
That's exactly right. That's why you see President Obama and before him George Bush and Bill Clinton doing interviews with ESPN, you know, going into the booth in the middle of the All-Star game,
right,
and in the middle of, you know, basketball games and whatnot. This is, it's as you said, that's exactly right. It's a neutral field. It's a neutral playing site. You don't have the overtones of politics, and the guys you're talking with who are interviewing you, and more than that, the viewers don't bring a deep policy background to things. This is a chance for everybody to humanize themselves and say, yeah, you sit on your couch on Sundays and watch NFL. Well, so do I, and, you know, we can bond over that. You may not necessarily like my policies on the deficit and taxes, but believe me, we both see the same plays and we both get outraged. You know, I bleed red and you bleed red, or in the case of this, you know, I bleed Packers green and gold and you bleed Packers green and gold, and so we can relate over that. So it's exactly what's going on.
Yeah. I know there are some happy people. The people running SportsCenter on ESPN, I understand that Monday night was one of the most highly rated shows ever.
Yeah, I saw that. I imagine that's, from my own experience, I remember I was at UVA. I went to college at UVA, University of Virginia, and they had a Thursday night football game where they beat Florida State. Upset. Florida State was number two in the nation. They upset them on this amazing last-second play, and I spent, I was probably up until 3 a.m. watching every single and listening to every single radio report and sports report I could see because I was so fascinated and enthused by the game. I imagine that's probably everybody who saw that Monday night play and everybody who got phone calls from their friends who said, did you just see this? You got to turn this on. I imagine that's exactly what happened. Just the interest at that point was off the charts.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll continue to follow it. We'll see where it all ends up. But as always, thanks for joining me, and go bet on some football. Oh, that's right. You don't bet.
If I hear from the Washington governor, I'll let you know.
Thanks, Stephen. See you.
My pleasure.
526, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Stephen Dinan, Washington Times political editor.